This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour of Afternoons is brought to you by Eagle Bank.
Coach, thank you for doing this. What's going on with this sweatshirt?
Well, you can see I've worn this one for a while.
Do you remember how you got the cut here?
No.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. That was actually the good part of the interview before it went off the rails with everything
the first
else.
Question.
Yes.
Bill was happy to answer it.
Bill Belichick with his old Navy sweatshirt, which was seemingly out of place. I'm not really even sure.
It's CBS Morning News. I mean, this is CBS. These people work for 60 minutes, right, and you show up like that. It sets the tone for the interview, I think.
You didn't just stumble into Kraft Sports Productions after watching film all night, and it's 7 in the morning, and you need to bang out an all-access interview. Like, this was a big deal to promote your book.
And did he give any good reason why he was wearing it? I don't think I've heard any good reason.
He gave a good reason why for anything so far.
I don't think somebody thought it would be, I guarantee you, somebody...
Somebody close to him, like a PR person, maybe thought it was a good idea?
But not that close.
Because somebody had just taken a pair of scissors to it, and she decided it would look cute.
Somebody chased him with a knife.
That's right.
It's a flesh wound.
Pulled a Chris Sale with it.
Teddy, who said first they don't know what they don't know? Is that a Parcells or is that a Bill? That's a Parcells, right?
That is a Parcellian expression, yes.
Because that keeps coming into my head when we discuss Jordan and this whole situation. The 24-year-old leading Bill around. She's a PR exec. She's the mastermind of this whole thing. She don't know what she don't know.
Hmm?
And I think that is a perfect, it's like bubbling to the surface on all the world's eyeballs to see there what she doesn't know. But let's get back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Let's go to Dan in Nashua, has a question about Belichick's relationships. What's up, Dan?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Ted, you dropped a little nugget in the last segment. I just wanted to see if you could, elaborate, I guess.
No.
You had said that anyone who knows Bill's, what's that?
There's a pattern. I know where you're going. Go ahead. Go ahead, answer. Ask
it. Yeah. You said anyone who knows about Bill's history with women wouldn't be surprised by all this. And I'm not defending Belichick by any means. I just want to see what you meant, if there's more we need to know.
Well, I mean, there's
thanks for the call, Dan.
It's out there.
Yeah, if you Google some things. Now, I don't know
other things,
how many were refuted. And I will tell you, anyone that's been around football, Bill, the Patriots, has heard stories that they don't know whether they're true or not, but they still heard them. And if some of them are true, all of them are true, a few of them are true, I find it hard to believe none of them are true. I'll tell you, in my own personal life, I've heard stories that I know are true, or I very, very much believe to be true. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire.
I've heard things, and I've also experienced, seen things that I feel comfortable in saying. There's a pattern of behavior there with him, and so
Again, if you don't believe me, you can Google and find out some of the stuff. 617-779-7937. So we'll go to the other side of the spectrum a little bit here. GC in Maine wants to defend Bill, apparently. What's up, GC?
Hey, y'all. First off, head to neck, it's an honor. Anyone that, like Emma Smith, that would put you in top five of people he'd want to get tackled by. That's a
man, good, I love that. Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Of course, you're always one of my favorite. You a dog. But I do disagree. Do y'all remember 20 years ago Tom Cruise jumping on Oprah's couches?
I do. Yep.
It's young booty syndrome. The man can still coach, but he's got young booty syndrome. It's affecting, you know, what he does in public.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the call, GC.
Yeah, GC, man. My
young
man,
booty syndrome. Is that a technical term?
I don't think YBS. Yes.
What's the book? What's the medical book called? The DVM or the DMV or something? There's some book, medical book, where all the terms. I don't know if that's a actual medical term.
YBS. I'm a little jealous. I got IBS when I really wanted YBS. I need to look into maybe getting that in the future. But
There's psychology behind it.
But we also talked about this yesterday.
DSM-5. Thank you, Daniel Ball. DSM.
DSM?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The YBS is in the DSM.
So his personal life is a little out of whack right now. Like we're seeing that, right? Does that mean his football life, his professional ability to coach spring practice, have a spring game?
This is a great question.
Like, I don't know. Can you differentiate the two? Does decision-making in one make you question it in the other? Or is he so entrenched as a football coach that that part is still solid?
Fitzy, you want to answer that?
No, that's all you, Ted.
Look, I have a hard... I've played with guys that have all kinds of problems going on off the field, but yet they can come to work and you would never know it.
Yep.
And still play at a high level. They were able to compartmentalize in ways I was very jealous of. I have a hard time having problems with my personal life and not letting it affect my professional life. Mm-hmm. I think Bill was probably an expert at compartmentalizing before. I don't know if he can do it with the same success now. I don't. So my feeling is it's got to bleed into his professional performance somehow, some way. All these other off-the-field distractions. It's got to. I don't know how that manifests, but I just can't imagine you're on top of things like you would be otherwise if none of this was going on.
And we talked about earlier, Fitzy, having a rewind or a fast-forward button. I do believe Bill, if he had that fast-forward button, would fast-forward to Ireland and to TCU and that September 1st opener.
That's a great call.
And his chance to try to prove he still has his football wits about him and his foot. Because that's, you know, that's where he still has control. Like, when he talks to those kids, he's still in control. Although, that's something we haven't talked about. The hell do you think these kids are thinking?
What's the fallout on an enrollment right now? Do you think any parents have reached out to the kids and are like, you know what? I always thought Clemson was a good idea. Oof. Or how about TCU?
That would be
or
a bad look if
it would be.
Transfer portals shut down.
And some guys left, but I don't think it had to do with this. They lost their pass rusher and maybe a quarterback. But I just wonder, the guys that are there, the 100 guys that are there that are going to be on his team, that are going to play against TCU, are they questioning their coach?
I think you'd have to. I mean, what other college coach is behaving this way? I mean, I know he's got the hardware, but what other coaches are dating girls with that kind of age discrepancy, with her dressed like she is at practices, doing the things she does for Bill at practice in front of all those players? You don't think they're all talking?
They have to be.
Yeah, they're all kind of snickering or my guess is laughing. I can't imagine them all going, yeah, that's my coach.
Right.
Look at him.
They see your coach with her in the yoga pose thing on the beach or any of those photos. It's weird. And then the other layer that we need to remind Stiz, next weekend, not this weekend, Stiz, but next weekend, you will be going to Maine. I believe it's the, Hampton Inn, Residence Inn, some inn in Maine. And
is
you'll
he going?
Be, yeah.
You guys got to pay for my ticket. It's like $1.50 to get in there.
I got you.
There's no
all
media
right. I got
passes?
You.
We got the inquiry out. Haven't heard back.
Stiz, I got you, buddy. Don't worry about it. But has anybody heard anything news about her? Is she still going to compete in that?
I've not heard she isn't.
Yeah.
Last I saw, I think in this Globe story, they actually ended with one of these stories referenced that she'll be in Maine next week.
So people understand what we're talking about.
Jordan has she's participated in what Miss America contest before, but it's a Miss Maine contest.
Yes,
next week, and she is representing her town of Hancock, Maine.
The final paragraph of the column we read earlier from the Boston Globe says, meanwhile, time and love march on, and the only thing that seems certain is that if Hudson competes as planned as Miss Hancock on Mother's Day weekend at a Holiday Inn in Portland, the pageant audience will be Super Bowl-sized. Yes, Dan Ball.
She is still listed on MissMaineUSA.com. She is one of 17 contestants, and if you pay a dollar on the website, you can vote for contestants in the Miss Maine USA.
Okay. Oh, we're paying a dollar.
Does she run to the light or does she run away? Is this like
she runs to it?
Does she get energy from
this? I feel like this is a test.
Yeah.
Does she run to or fro? She runs to. And Stiz, we got an update off the text line. The 207 reply to them. It's at the Holiday Inn by the Bay. I can get you in. So
let's go.
We got somebody that can get you in. So reply to that text.
Stanley.Bruno@Odyssey.com.
Would you go? But I'd love for you to go. Just cover that.
It's
that
content.
Awesome.
It's show content. This is part of your job, right? Get up there. Ted and I can go to Green Bay for the draft. You can go to Portland for Miss Maine.
My guess?
I'm not afraid to go check out a beauty pageant.
The contestants should be accessible for interviews.
That was not on my bingo card for the show today, Stiz.
I'm guessing at some point they'll say, Miss Hudson will not be doing any interviews tonight at the request of her. Do these pageants, does somebody bring you on stage? Could Bill be her like escort to the?
Oh, that's a good point.
Might be ironic.
I think not. I think if they asked him to do it, he would pass on that.
Yeah, he probably should. I stand by what I said yesterday. The best thing that these two cute kids could do is go to Nantucket and not leave the house until, I don't know,
just don't be
August.
Seen together for a while.
Yeah, take
That'd
a break.
Be smart.
617-779-7937. We're going to go to Rocco in the Cape. I just saw him join. Jake, we'll get to you in a minute. I see you on the line. But Rocco, I think I share an opinion with you, Rocco. What's up?
What's going on, boys?
What's up, bud?
Hey, Teddy, you're a stud.
Thank you. Thank you, Rocco.
You're incredible. Incredible. Hey, I just got an opinion, and I got to get it out because it's been in my mind. I don't think she's that hot.
I'm gonna abstain from this.
Why?
I've gotten in trouble in the past.
I'm good.
That's Ted. Listen, that's as your non-lawyer, I'm going to go ahead and advise that.
I kind of agree with Rocco. Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that.
Doesn't get you going, huh?
No.
Doesn't
no,
blow
I
your
got
skirt.
No problem with Belichick doing what he's doing. That's whatever, dude. Hey, you're 70 something. Whatever.
Yeah.
Just keep the fire burning. But I was waiting to see this smoke show. Then I saw her a week ago. I'm like, yeah, dude, come on. You know.
All right, thanks for the call, Rocco. Before we get in any trouble.
You wouldn't kick her out of bed
exactly.
And dried pizza crust, Rocco.
She stole it out of
no,
my
No, 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 but wait a minute. Wait a minute. If I ever reach the point, God bless my late wife's soul, if that comes to fruition, that I'm a sugar daddy.
Set up to this is already terrible.
But I feel like if you're the sugar daddy, aren't you supposed to be the one who, quote unquote, wears the pants in the relationship? Like, isn't it your show?
Well, you can see I've worn this one for a while.
It doesn't feel like it's his show anymore.
No.
So, like... This doesn't.
That's because she's got a Belichick doll at home, and she jabs it whenever he's bad.
She wears the cutoff hoodie in that relationship.
She definitely does. That was another thing about the professional PR person people were referencing in the photos. She looked like a high school kid with the oversized sweatshirt. You're like, does she have shorts underneath that, or is it just a sweatshirt?
I mean, okay. Do you guys notice that?
Yes.
It was yellow leggings that almost looked like skin colored. So
I thought it was skin.
Yeah. Yes. No. That was it. Tripped
Jeez
me out too.
Louise, Andy. Yeah. You thought she showed up in an oversized thing. What did she pull? A freaking Basic Instinct and said, "What are you going to do? Arrest me for smoking?" And then split her legs.
I support Andy on this. The first thought was, is she not wearing anything under that sweatshirt?
Okay. So the quote unquote professional.
At first,
there's a certain way professionals look, and it's not that. I've seen professional PR people and professionals in situations. Yeah. So Julian Edelman, everybody wants to defend her as being a professional. Yeah. She didn't look like like the professional
she was
PR
like,
person.
Oh, this isn't a pajama party, CBS?
Oh, what kind of professional did you look like?
She did not. We're not doing that. Fitzy, we're going to get back to the phone lines. Jake in Western Mass, what are your thoughts on this Belichick situation?
Hey, guys. You know, I have not heard this brought up yet, and I'm especially interested in hearing from Ted on this, but I'll tell you who looks the best in this whole situation, and that is Bill Belichick's first wife. Like, if he dealt with, you know, if Linda Holiday is cuckoo, and we know Jordan is cuckoo, and she was able to raise three relatively well-adjusted kids, it seems like, and stay married to that psycho for as long as she did. Like, what are the stories about her, Ted? Like, let us know, please. I'm very interested in that.
Thanks for the call, Jake. So, Bill's first wife. I'm assuming you
mean
do
it now, or you want to come back and
No, you can do it now. Give us your quick thoughts. Careful.
I'll be honest. As far as I know, she was a saint. As far as everything I've ever heard, nice lady. Never heard anything other than she was just a good mom, nice lady. And honestly, I didn't hear anything about the wife. I heard about other things, but not his first wife, who he was married to, I believe, for over 20 years.
Oh, it was a long time.
Yeah.
I remember her.
They had a
she
house
seemed normal.
Right by Weston Country Club. Normal. She seemed normal.
She
right?
seemed like a wife.
In our first 2001 Super Bowl, she was on the parade bus with us. So.
Seemed very wifely, normal, but not like a modern entourage, flashy.
If you remember Linda, I wish he was with Jordan when they won Super Bowls, because the public display of affection that him and Linda Holiday used to, I mean, they were just making out like they were in fifth grade at the roller skate rink on the duck boats.
Yeah.
But he wasn't like that with his first wife. But, Jake, sorry to disappoint you. I just think she was just your normal lady. Was nice, a good mom, and I got nothing to report, man.
All right, up next on WEEI Afternoons, we need to talk about something that the rest of the world is just beating to death, and it's not the Belichick story.
It's about time we got to the hard-hitting news.
Yes, it's about a gorilla versus 100 men, or maybe in the case of the content put on the Celtic social media page, 100 NBA players will ask, would 100 Ted Johnsons, how would they fare against a gorilla? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons, also 5:30. Remember, quiz with Stiz. But first, we got to get to Dan Ball and what's trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Red Sox fell to the Toronto Blue Jays in Game 2 of their three-game series last night, 7-6 in 10 innings. Boston held a 6-0 lead after the top of the sixth, but gave up seven straight to lose the game. The teams play the rubber game this evening. First pitch is at 7:07. It's Tanner Houck against Jose Berríos on the mound. Here's the lineup. It's Jaron Duran leading off on left, and Rafael Devers, your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Willie Abreu out in right. Trevor Story at short. Tristan Casas at first. Christian Campbell moves back out to center field with David Hamilton at second base. And Carlos Narvaez catching and batting ninth. You can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan begins at 6:07 tonight. Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman have the call of the game. For ESPN's Mike Reese, the Patriots anticipate announcing the 2025 inductee to their Hall of Fame early next week. Fan voting closed yesterday. In NBA news, for the second time in his career, Drew Holiday has won the NBA's Sportsmanship Award. He last won in 2020-21. Two Game 6s in the NBA tonight on the schedule. Knicks are at the Pistons. New York leads that series 3-2. And in the late game, the Nuggets are at the Clippers. Denver also leads 3-2. And finally, four Game 6s in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. Maple Leafs are at the Senators. Toronto leads 3-2. Golden Knights are at the Wild. Vegas leads 3-2. Stars are at the Avalanche. Dallas leads 3-2. And in the late game, the Kings are at the Oilers. Edmonton leads 3-2. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. It is a quiz with Stiz on WEEI Afternoons, and that is next.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
100 NBA players or one gorilla?
The gorilla.
I have a very strong opinion. I even watched like some MMA guys breaking down this kind of stuff. And of course, it depends on the skill level, the size, the humans.
Right.
But it was my opinion even before I gathered all the information, and I think this is correct, that like about 20 average humans would put up a good fight and possibly beat one.
Oh!
That was Kristaps Porzingis. The second part of that, the first part, Jason Tatum. The question the Celtics social media crew posed to the players was 100 NBA players versus one gorilla. The question that's been just making the rounds everywhere on social media was simply 100 men versus a gorilla. I don't think Kristaps is right. I don't take 20 men against, because I think the first 5 to 7 men are dead. So now you're down to like 13 to 15 men, and now it's a question. If you have 100, you can send waves at the gorilla. But the great question, can 100 men, 100 Ted Johnsons, 100 Fitzies? What if it was just 100 of this show? So there's 5 of us. So there was 20 of each of us. Mm-hmm. Could we take down the gorilla, Ted?
Absolutely.
Oh,
no way.
Fitzies,
I mean, I
get an absolutely and a no way. No so way. Do tell.
I mean, I don't know. How big is it? How big is do gorillas get?
Oh, big.
800 pounds.
I think we would get destroyed, man.
Why?
Not if you throw the first. So there's 20 Stizzes, 20 Dans, 20 Teds,
oh,
20 Andys,
so there's
20 Fitzies.
Yeah, there's 100 of them.
Oh,
yeah.
So
what you do
yes,
is you just sacrifice
yes.
the first 20
right.
Stizzes
yes.
and just throw them.
Right. There's eventually, like, right. It's just you keep throwing numbers.
Well,
like,
but how do we kill the gorilla? So this is something I brought up yesterday with Jones and Keith.
Head, you slam it in the head. You got to hit.
I think
trauma.
You got to choke him out. You got to
choke him out.
You got to get somebody on his back with a great grip to just wrap around, get under his chin. I don't know how long it takes to choke a gorilla out.
Choke him out.
And then once he's down, then you can smash his skull while he's knocked unconscious and kill him. But
choke him out. That's it.
I think you got
to
choke him out
to the head.
But well, you don't have weapons. No weapons.
Okay.
Nobody's got weapons. Yes, Dan Ball.
From the stats and info department, your average adult male gorilla is anywhere between 300 and 430 pounds, stands between 5 feet and 6 feet tall, and of course, their wingspan, 7 feet 7 inches to 8 feet 6 inches.
Oh, they could play tackle.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
NBA.
So, look, leverage, they have leverage. They're not that tall, but they're just low base and, I mean...
Mean. They're tough skinned.
So
bad
if
teeth.
He's charging you, like say, well, so we'll put you, Andy, you in front, and
what?
Then and then he charges you, and then I come up from behind and then choke him.
Yeah, and I'm dead.
Well, yeah, someone's gonna have to die for.
I thought it was
for us to
Stiz
beat
or Fitzy. Or...
Oh, okay, all right, Stiz.
So
we'll sacrifice
flip
Stiz.
A coin or maybe straws or something here. I don't
because and then other people hold the gorilla's arms. You know?
Yeah, I think if you get enough people holding, you know, 3 people on each arm, 3 people on each leg, then you start to control him. Now you got to choke him out.
Yeah, choke him out.
So I actually think I would take the humans.
I would too.
Now, I would prefer it not be us. I'd prefer it's like Porzingis said, a bunch of MMA fighters that know how to do all this stuff, you know, break his ankle with a hold, break his other ankle, get him down. something like that.
What I love is that these guys were answering this question as if they were answering the question of life and existence. And,
well,
very serious.
So Tatum was and then Porzingis
got
was
into it.
Super. Yeah. And then there were others after it. They asked a bunch of players. Yeah, I've actually done some research. The beauty of the internet is I could look this up.
Often thought of this.
Let's get a quick phone call in here because Brian in Raynham has a thought on Ted Johnson versus a gorilla. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, Ted would just slap on a red jersey, claim no contact, and then spend the next 30 years hating anybody that tried to make him go against
the
gorilla.
There you go. Good joke, Brian.
That's a terrible joke.
Good joke, buddy.
We are 0 for the jokes or the gimmicks on the show today. Charles, the other joke, that was very disappointing. But you know what isn't disappointing? It has never disappointed once on the night show or WEEI Afternoons. That's the Stizzard of Oz, Quiz with Stiz, and it is time, so roll it, Stiz.
All right, guys, you know the name.
Look at him.
You know the game. Pumps. Your old Quizmaster Stizzy is back, and he is ready to give you guys some trivia. So before we get started, I will hand it off to my partner in crime, Dan Ball, to give you guys some rules.
Well, thank you, Stiz. It is Andy Hart versus Nick Fitzy Stevens in the Quiz with Stiz. Stiz has prepared 10 questions on a topic of his choosing that is sometimes relevant and actually always relevant in some way, shape, or form. Each host will have the chance to answer the question. If the host gets it wrong, the other host will have the chance to steal. If neither of them get it right, then it will open up to multiple choice questions. It will be a battle to 5 correct answers, and don't forget Andy Hart's favorite element of the new Quiz with Stiz 2.0. The Ted Johnson Lifeline is available. So each host will have the opportunity to use Ted once for their lifeline. If Ted gets it right, it unlocks a second lifeline. But if not, you lose that lifeline. Back to my man, Stiz.
It's Fitzy can use the lifeline.
Yeah.
Andy can't.
Ted Johnson's lifeline is like a lifeboat with a hole in it. It sinks immediately when you jump in.
I throw you a cinder block.
Yeah, no kidding.
You would have thought you guys traveling and doing a Planes, Trains, and Automobiles draft style out in Green Bay would have forged a tighter bond.
Nope.
Still frenemies when it comes to the Stiz quiz.
Been worse.
Before I give you guys tonight's theme, Nick, you won last week, so heads or tails, my man?
I'll go with what Bill Belichick is not using, his head.
You got it. You will start off tonight. It was heads.
Oh, rigged already.
It's a bad omen for you, buddy.
I actually liked
him. He's been chasing tails, and it makes me uncomfortable. Okay. So.
Tonight's theme, gentlemen, is famous couples.
Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
All right, Nicholas, your first question.
Yes.
Joe DiMaggio famously sent flowers to her grave every week for 20 years.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Name?
Who is Marilyn Monroe?
Very good.
Why don't
you just
the board.
Give
He's
him the point
board.
And say, he starts with one.
And it's begun.
That was the easiest one ever.
Andy, why don't you just point out that the grapes are sour before you bite them?
All right, rigged.
Andrew.
Yes.
This singer released her album Lemonade, which highlighted the trials and tribulations of her marriage with her famous husband.
You think these two questions are equal?
Oh, I knew.
You honestly think these two questions are equal?
Hey, it's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes.
5 seconds, Andy.
Yep, Lemonade.
Whitney Houston.
No, sorry. Nicholas.
I believe the most famous person to emerge from Destiny's Child would be Beyoncé Knowles.
He got it. Now, I do want to... Nick isn't in studio.
So he's cheating.
And he famously sits in front of... I know, I'm not accusing him of cheating.
Am.
I'm just saying...
Yeah,
it's kind of we kind of can't see.
I know you can type with other things.
Okay,
Stiz, I've been training it for years. I had to go offshore.
If he can do that, wow,
puppetry.
It was like
of
Batman
Nick.
Begins.
He's got my respect.
Stiz, I would like to thank you for giving Andy his excuse
for
today.
Yeah, seriously,
it's already over.
All right, Nicholas, how old was Justin Timberlake when he began dating Fergie?
Side note, I like Fergie. I'm a big fan of Fergie.
Except when she sings the anthem.
Timberlake dated Fergie? Wow. I'll say 24.
No. Andy.
27.
No. Nick. A. 16. Oh, B.
Jesus.
19.
Jesus.
C. 21.
Wow.
I'll go with 19.
No. Andrew, how old was Justin Timberlake when he began dating Fergie?
Depends whether Fergie's a Bill Belichick or not. So I'm going to say 21.
16?
Justin Timberlake was 16 when he began dating Fergie.
How old was she?
24, I believe. Oof, 23 or 24.
Oof, that's borderline not okay.
That's statute.
Yeah, all right. In some states.
Wait,
yeah.
It was only dating guys. They may have like held hands and roller skated.
Right, yeah. All right.
All right, Mr. Hart. Kim Kardashian broke up with this athlete in 2010 after meeting for the first time at the 2007 ESPY Awards.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's right there on the tip of your
tongue.
Yes. I know it is.
5 seconds for an answer or a lifeline.
I'll go to my lifeline.
What are you doing? You always look confident until I say I'm going to my lifeline.
But it's the USC running back. That's who it is.
No, it's the guy who played basketball for the Celtics.
Oh, him? That's who it is?
Yes, what's his name?
Oh,
5 seconds.
What is his name? Oh.
I hate you. I hate you.
Ridiculous.
Actually, Ted, I don't agree. I don't think it is I don't think it's the basketball player because that would have required divorce. I think a breakup would have taken place with former Heisman holder and now, once again, current Heisman holder, Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush! I said USC running back.
Reggie Bush.
He said USC running back. That should be my point.
Oh, man.
Gotta get the name.
So yes, Reggie Bush has been the only USC running back. That's correct.
I said
well,
USC
OJ's dead, so then it was Reggie Bush.
Easy.
I would have gotten that right for you, man.
You would have. I think you did get it right.
Drink milk, because OJ will kill you.
You guys screwed on that. I would have guessed Reggie Bush.
This is all just a setup to screw me. That's all this is.
Or Norm MacDonald's most famous joke of all time.
That's right.
Charles Woodson's here tonight.
That's right.
It's wonderful to see him. He's got the Heisman Trophy. They can never take that away from you, of course, unless you murder your wife and a waiter.
That was actually a pretty good Norm, Nick. All right, Nicholas.
Actually.
Rapper Machine Gun Kelly was engaged to this Transformer star in 2022, and admitted that the couple, quote, drank each other's blood.
He probably was not engaged to Shia LaBeouf, so I'm going to go with Megan Fox.
Woo!
Good call. Smoke.
Andy, this one is 2007 running away.
Yes, because if you ask him 2 plus 2 away. And then ask me 7 billion times 3 billion divided by 0.1.
All right, Andrew.
I thought you wanted to go second. You were happy there.
Andrew, I am never happy.
Andrew, how many Chiefs games has Taylor Swift attended since she and Travis Kelce began dating in 2023.
So again, you think that's the same as Joe DiMaggio, Marilyn Monroe, one of the most famous relationships ever. Now I have to know the exact number of games over a multi-season span in which Taylor Swift was in attendance.
Hey, Ted, does it smell as foul in the studio as it does this?
Yeah, this stinks. This is a setup. I have been getting screwed. This is like Bret Hart in Montreal, the Montreal screw job. This is the Brighton screw job for Andy Hart.
Come on, begin your comeback. What's the score, Dan, real quick?
You really want to know?
It's 4-0, I believe.
Yeah, I'm getting smoked.
All right, come on, Andrew. I got faith in you.
11.
Well, maybe I don't have faith in you.
How the hell would I know that?
Nick.
Who would know that?
This is a
Jordan.
Random.
Probably would.
I'm going to go with 17.
No.
You just want making Andy wait as if I got it right.
I don't think you got it.
Chef's kiss.
You got me, though. You got me good.
All right, Andy, how many Chiefs games has Taylor Swift attended since she and Travis Kelce began dating in 2023? A, 15, B, 17, C, 22.
15.
Oh, Andrew. Nicholas.
The stupidest
for
game
the
ever.
Win.
We're not doing this spit anymore.
22.
It's just dumb.
Catch 22, baby.
It's not even true. That's a song. That's not a number of games. It's a song.
Games and Nicholas
shutout.
5 points first.
When it's rigged, it's easy to shut somebody out. There was like a cover on my basket on my end of the floor. I wonder if it's a shutout.
I want you to explain in detail how and why this is rigged.
Did you listen to the questions and the differentiation between the easy ones and the hard ones, the easy ones to Nick and the hard ones to me? I'd also like to point out I can no longer criticize the Miami Heat for their performance the other night when they got killed in the deciding game because I just gagged like you wouldn't
I
believe.
I want you to explain to the show after we get off air why you're such a loser.
Ted, there you were
the
like
Rocky. Because the unbiased host is rooting against me and rigging
you
it.
You were like Rocky Balboa there. You had Duke yelling, throw in the towel. Throw in the damn towel. And you just let Apollo get bloodied by my Drago. Unreal.
This is, I don't even know how I come back from this. I don't even know if I'm going to be here for odds and ends in the next segment. I don't think I can show my face around here anymore.
It's pretty bad.
I mean, we got to shut my Twitch off.
Before we continue, it is our favorite time of the week, Thursday, just about 5:40. It's time for Andy Hart's Excuse Train. Stiz, can you play the theme song?
There we go, Dan.
I'll be happy to always have the Excuse Train if we do get it sponsored by Amtrak or our friends at the T or something like that. If they the Charlie card, if
by
he wants
the Provincetown toy store.
Oh boy! Up next, odds and ends. I'm gonna go to the bathroom or the break room. Try to recover. Try to pull myself together to finish this debacle of a performance. WEEI Afternoons rolls on. Odds and ends.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzie-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up on Odds and Ends here. Odds and Ends is sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. We got a great text from the 603. It's in quotes, so they're pretending they are Stiz, the host of Quiz with Stiz. Andy, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Yes, that is a perfect example of the type of question I generally get in these quizzes, as opposed to Joe DiMaggio famously had a girlfriend that was blonde and everybody thought she was hot and then she died and she was involved with a president. Who was that person? That's the type of question that Fitzy gets.
Hey Ted, when you go by the Rentham outlets, or maybe you, I'm not sure what your preferred outdoor brick and mortar mall is, but is the Excuse Factory always having as big a sale as they do when Andy goes?
And it's the Excuse Train in the 603. A different 603 says it would be a great segment. And then somebody else says it's rigged because listeners love hearing, quote, Little Angry Andy.
Oof.
So apparently
I'm not wrong.
I wish the host did.
Man. I don't think Ted likes Little Angry Andy.
Right in my ear.
I thought you were deaf in one ear.
My good ear, it's just...
Oh, I'm in the good side.
You're screaming in my good ear.
Hey, Ted, pro trick. When I sit in your chair whenever I'm in studio as opposed to my home studio, I actually don't even turn my headphones on.
It's almost like turn it down. Yep.
It's actually funny.
Yep. It's
loud. Why always with the actually? Why do you always have to see? Now you're being spiteful.
No.
Now you're just being a spiteful little man.
Okay, so why is it always little?
Because you had to come at me first.
All you 6 foot tall people always have to call me little. So there's a new movie trailer out, and I put it in the show doc, and I know we've talked about different movies. I played Him for Ted the other day, which was one of the craziest trailers you'll ever
see. I can't wait to see what that movie's truly really about.
Oh, you're in on it, Ted?
Well, I'm curious about it. I'd like to know what the point of the whole movie is.
So what I think, and I don't, this is just me being a horror movie fanatic, what I think it's going to be is a football kid that wants to be, obviously, the best, the fastest.
Yeah.
He's going to be offered some sort of pill or injection, and it's going to make him the best, but it's also going to have some side effects that he may not like.
Does that storyline get you excited? I don't know.
Well,
I don't even get it.
There was a movie called The Substance. I think it won some Academy Awards last year, but it was with Demi Moore, and it was kind of the same premise where she played like an aging movie star who wanted to do whatever to kind of stay young.
Well, how about the Bradley Cooper one from like 13 years ago called Limitless, where he took a pill that made
him
but
like... But it's nothing like that.
This is psycho crazy. Yeah, this is surrealist psycho horror violence.
Well, weird. Yeah. It almost felt to me like you ever do one of those writing assignments in school.
I thought you were going to say acid or shrooms.
Like the teacher, they have each student write a different paragraph of a story. So I hand it to Ted. He writes the first paragraph. Many people threw ideas at it, and they were like, so he's a football player with CTE, but does steroids, but has a hatchet, and then there's these demons, and it's like, Whoa, we really kind of went off the rails a little bit there.
Yeah.
Yes, Dan Ball.
When I watched that, I kind of it brought to mind the Aaron Rodgers documentary and the ayahuasca stuff that's come up recently.
Oh yeah, so drugs.
That part of the football or athlete story kind of came to mind.
But my end game is from a movie perspective, him. And I would urge you, I'm not going to urge you to spend money to watch the movie because I don't want you blaming me if it's terrible, but watch the trailer. It's one of the weirdest things you've ever seen. And I do think in the end, if we watch it, we're going to say, wow.
That's as bad as we thought.
I can't get that hour in 57 or whatever back. Yep. The flip side of that is there's a new movie coming out, I believe in October, from The Rock, where he plays a UFC
The Smashing Machine.
He looks the part, first of all. I know we all know he's jacked, but for some reason in this movie he looks even more jacked than normal.
He looks hulkier. It's different than he's looked in recent years coming back as, what does he call himself now, Stiz?
The Final Boss.
Final Boss. Like, Andy, he did develop a bulkier, almost like Gorilla Monster. Like, he looks like...
huge.
Not even just like The Rock. He looks like a different formation of, like... professional fighter behemoth.
And he's a little more aged through makeup and different things. But Stiz, I think we have a little bit of the trailer here. This does not look horrible. I think this looks like an awesome movie.
Probably looking at my eyes.
How did that happen?
Well, have you ever heard of the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC?
That's the bloody thing they're trying to ban.
This guy is the best he has ever seen.
Do you hate each other when you fight?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, it just, and then it goes on to he has a relationship with a woman. I don't know if it's his wife and the sort of trials and tribulations of that.
Did you know that was The Rock right away when everyone saw this? Because it took me till almost the end of the trailer. Yeah. I kept being like, wait a minute.
Well, you know who he looked like? He looked like his dad in some of the old pictures of, what is it, Rocky Maivia or whatever? Uh-huh. His wrestler dad is what he kind of looked like. And
he's
I don't know.
A famous dad?
Yeah, he was a wrestler.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And
okay.
I don't know if they use that as inspiration for The Rock's makeup in this.
I don't know. I don't know what that guy Mark Kerr looks like, but Stiz, you're the biggest UFC guy in and amongst us.
Yeah, no, he looks accurate, and yes, this is a biographical sports drama, so it's based on a real person, and it's written, directed, co-produced, and edited by Benny Safdie, I believe, Nick, the same guy who did Uncut Gems.
Uncut Gems, which, by the way, Uncut Gems is... being in your car with somebody who's on meth,
dude,
and your brake line goes out during a snowstorm downhill.
Too much for you, Ted?
I can only watch it one time, that's it. It gets me, like my nerves.
Requiem for a Dream. It's so intense, you can only watch it one time.
That movie you just mentioned, so when you're in rehab and let's watch movies that trigger you. Yeah. No movie.
Wait, they do
and
that?
And then we process it. Oh, yeah.
They intentionally trigger you?
Yes. So then process. That movie is the biggest trigger ever. It is like, I am like holding on for dear life watching that movie.
Which is funny because that movie stars Marlon Wayans, who is in that football movie, him.
Marlon Wayans is, I forgot.
Yeah, he's
right.
Oh, he plays
my
the friend.
But Jennifer Connelly, oh, my God.
Oh, that scene.
Oh, my God.
Blank to blank.
It's, real quick, anybody got any thoughts on The Accountant 2? Has anybody seen that?
No, but you need to. Yeah, you've been talking about it for weeks now. Get your ass in the movie theater.
I've been busy, but I don't like the review on Rotten Tomatoes. I put a lot of stock in Rotten Tomatoes. This only gives it a 76.
Really?
I got to go see. I have to actually watch. I never saw the original.
I like the original.
I got to watch that. That's on the weekend.
The original is an excellent movie. I love it. I like the concept of it. Two brothers raised by a psycho dad that turn them into killers, and they're just, you know, they become assassins.
Yeah.
But good assassins for good reasons, right? You know,
moral assassins.
Yeah, moral assassins. There you go.
I'm just counting down T-minus 3 weeks till Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning comes out. The entire summer's based on that for me.
Is this the last and final one? Hopefully, of all these,
it is. Well, they say it is.
Those stunts though. You don't. Like
I do.
Watching Tom
but
Cruise
it's
hang
it's,
off the side of something in the air.
Don't they all kind of run together?
A little bit, but I think a lot of action movies are like that.
I thought one of my favorite stunts they did. I mean, the helicopter scenes was I can't even remember. But when he's out there on the building out there in Dubai,
the Burj Khalifa.
Oh,
Dubai.
my gosh. That might be my favorite one.
I do like Tom Cruise doing the stunts. Like those raw footage you see of him actually doing stunts.
He actually
does
it.
I give him a lot of credit for that.
He's like, crazy, man.
For what he is. And like
airplane
you see
pilot.
All these, yeah.
He's a pilot, legit pilot.
But like and then in the movies, he's like strapped to the wing or he's walking the wing.
Where he rode the motorcycle off the cliff. Yeah.
Nuts.
Yeah.
I don't care how many tens of millions of dollars you give me. I don't know that I could do that. I'd be like, hey, stunt double. Little guy, get over here.
He broke his ankle jump, which was technically part 7. Called Dead Reckoning. I can't recommend enough to anybody who likes an action movie. The final 40 minutes on the Orient Express, the train sequence,
it's
a mind-blowing accomplishment.
The one thing, some of the action scenes are just too long, though, for me. Like, it's like, okay, it's just keeps going and going.
So you're not an action movie guy.
I like some of it, but not like where you have these really long 20-minute action scenes. It's too much for me.
My liking. Do you have a favorite movie?
Yeah, of course.
What is it?
I mean, I love my favorite movies were like Shawshank, Top Gun growing up. You know, I love Maverick. I love those movies. You know, I mean, there's a ton of movies I like. But I like more of the character-driven movies than I do just pure action movies.
Right. Yeah, those have action but wouldn't be considered action. Like Top Gun. There's action. Yeah. There's fight scenes. But it's not
more
a pure action movie.
Die Hard satisfies both the action quotient and has incredible
characters.
That's
the balance
characters.
I'm looking for, yeah.
Christian Arkin, what did you just walk into here in the studio?
Ted Lyon, because I know your favorite movie is Avatar.
Oh, in Avatar.
Right,
oh my gosh.
Thank you. You've told me that several times that Avatar is your
favorite
movie.
I love Avatar.
I meet random people that when they find out I'm working with Ted Johnson, they're like, oh my God, ask him about Avatar. I'm like, why?
Really?
Christian, I'm looking at it. I'm like, when's the next Avatar? I just pumped it up. I'm a huge.
Have you seen, has there been two or three
there's,
now?
There's two.
And there's a third coming.
I thought it was, and I'm looking for it. I can't find it.
And they're building an Avatar world somewhere down there.
Oh, that's
is
down
that a Disney?
It's already been. It's down in Orlando Studio.
It's like, yeah, I was there at the ground.
Have you been there?
It's the Animal Kingdom at Orlando.
Has an Avatar.
Disney World.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Has an Avatar, like, world
and
park.
And you been?
That's so
I haven't been. No. People have told me about it. No, I love.
Stiz tells me sometimes when he falls asleep at night, he dreams he's a Na'vi.
Dude, I mean couldn't that be awesome if we all had these long tails and we can just connect them to each other and then just kind of get into each other's minds?
That's also how they, like, do it in the movie,
it's
right?
It's how they do it, too.
They, like, get their hair together. I only watched that movie once because I was uncomfortable by how attracted I was to the blue girl.
Right?
I was like, I can't watch this movie.
You
again.
Know what?
Like, this is too much, yeah.
Thank you for being honest.
Felt weird.
Thank you for being honest.
So Ted felt the same, apparently.
It's true. Sorry, I mean, come on. We're not
so
the only one.
Me calling Stiz a Na'vi is inappropriate, but you guys saying you want to do it with a blue alien lady is good. Okay.
But so, the way they do it with the hair, you know, tastefully.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Athletes.
Christian tasteful hair.
Let's pull the plug on this. What do you got coming up on the Christian Arkin Show tonight? Another couple minutes into the Mass Mutual pregame show. Are you?
Yeah, let's just talk. I don't even want to. It's fine. Yeah.
So the guy that gets angry about everything.
We have a little bit of extra time here because Fitzy mopped the floor with you so fast that there was no. I mean, you guys had to tap dance for like four extra minutes. That was ridiculous.
At two. It was terrible. I was set up. The questions were in an order that put me at a severe disadvantage.
Oh, my God.
I somehow bullied Ted out of answering the correct answer.
I heard that. That was great.
I don't even know how that went sideways.
You're
even when I'm right, I'm wrong.
Chris Humphries is who it was. Fitzy's won like a bunch in a row now,
yeah,
Bryce, by the way.
I need you back so I can beat
time
somebody.
Out. Just real quick. If you've won that many in a row and then you sweep them 5-0 today, if this was pro sports, you would get drug tested, I think, after this game.
Oh, that's a good point.
Am I wrong?
The little sticker in the locker.
He's on a hot streak right now. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So maybe next one you get hands visible. I don't know, something like that. Yeah. It's the equivalent of the drug test here. Maybe I'm just throwing it out there.
If I pee in a cup, it's only going to be only Gansett's coming out. So.
Do you get free Gansett every time you mention them? Because I got to start trying that.
Has to.
Miller Lite, Miller Lite, Miller Lite, Miller Lite, Miller Lite, Miller Lite. You have to be ticked off that a 6-0 sixth inning lead turned into a 7-6. That was a hideous loss last night.
It was, and the worst part about it is I don't really know who to be mad at. Like, I can't be mad at Giolito.
Right.
The offense scored 6 runs. They were bad after the sixth inning, but they scored 6 runs.
Right.
And Garrett Whitlock's awesome. Like, I'm not going to freak out at him for one bad appearance, but It was an awful loss. Like, it was the worst loss of the year, and I'm not sure who to direct my anger towards.
I feel like they hadn't given up a lead after leading a game in this after six innings all year, right? I feel like I read that somewhere. So I feel like it's literally the worst loss.
No, their bullpen's been good. Slayton's been good. Yeah. Whitlock's been good. Mm. And I'm with you. The revisionist history, like, oh, they should have pulled Giolito. Well, he was cruising. They were up 6-0. He hadn't pitched. Like, you didn't really
bullpen
have
had a
reason.
6-3 lead. I mean, that should be plenty, I think,
there was,
right?
And there was no reason to pull him. I almost, if I'm going to blame anybody, it's the offense. Like, you put the offense away. It's like they said, oh, we got six. You guys are good, right? We're going to go get beers at the restaurant kind of thing. And it
true.
Just...
Two of those innings were against Hoffman, though, and he's nasty.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
I mean, you know, that's...
Yeah, you're supposed to be a good
really
offensive team.
Yeah.
Alex Cora yesterday bragged about us. We consider ourselves a good offensive team.
Well, they were. They scored 6 runs, Andy. I mean, it's not like they got shut out.
You needed 8.
Yeah.
Or at least 7, I guess. Might have
sure.
won it.
Would've
and Rafaela, I think there's a little blame there. I don't think he was ready to catch that fly ball, and then he ends up the bad luck. The center?
And Campbell is in center, yes. And David Hamilton's in center.
Oh, D. Hams getting some at-bats.
Getting Hamilton back in.
We got to get Hammy some at-bats. We've been saying that all year, Alex, right? That's what keeps it rolling. So stick around.
Thank God, by the way. 067 batting average for Hamilton this year.
I was going to say, that's just not now. Bet the over tonight.
So Alex Cora knows he's due. Big game from Hamilton tonight. He's due. We're due to be back tomorrow. Ted Johnson won't be here. He's got a big lacrosse game with his daughter.
Garnet Chargers. Go Garnet Chargers.
They're in the final. An upset in the making, I think. We got a upset taking on the number one seed. If we're going to do the parenting thing, quick shout out to my kids. Everybody knows I'm an athlete dad. I'm also a theater dad. They open with High School Musical tonight.
Cool.
Both kids are in it. And I find that even cooler than sports because it's something I could absolutely never do. Get on a stage and sing in front of people. I would have nightmares. So stick around for the Mass Mutual pregame show. Talk to you tomorrow at Fenway Park, 2-6. Dan Ball will be sitting in the big chair tomorrow along with Fitzy and myself. Have a good night. Go Sox. Talk to you soon. Damn. Knows what she's doing in front of a camera.
Oh.